I missed the last train back to St. Paul. Returned to my hotel just in time to miss your call. I found a game and came out on a deuce and a tray, and I just got lucky in a dangerous way. Oh, you came to me when the moon was full, and I could not figure out what you were trying to pull. It was not my name you wanted, just a place to stay. And sometimes you get lucky in a dangerous way. Danger on the river, danger on the shore. If you didn't want the action, what you come here for? Pretty girl, was it a surprise to finally find the danger in your mama's eyes? It might have been a crime of honor no one around could say. Might have been just a mistake, things will happen that way. Both men agreed it must be settled at the break of day. Then they drank around together in a dangerous way. Ah, the duel was set for dawn, but the sun it never rose, and it felt like such a waste to get dressed in morning clothes. Still I saw one man smiling as they led him away. I guess he knew you can get lucky in a dangerous way. Danger on the river, danger on the shore. If you didn't want the action, what you come here for? Pretty girl, was it a surprise to finally find the danger in your mama's eyes? Oh, down here love is waiting, it's up to you to choose it. And the leaves, they don't change color, they just give it up or lose it. And me, I never needed love until the break of day. That's when it gets exciting in a dangerous way. But you can get homesick in paradise and the treasures it brings forth. These rivers all run south when you're trying to get north. And these visions dance around you, but they never come to stay. And even Jesus can smile in a dangerous way. Danger on the river, danger on the shore. If you didn't want the action, what you come here for? Pretty girl, was it a surprise to finally find the danger in your mama's eyes? Well, we lay in bed in the winter afternoon. The birds flew overhead, I knew spring would be here soon. I was thinking of a duel I saw that never came to play. Thinking seasons can change in a dangerous way. Nothing changed at all in St. Paul, and time was gone. I was whistling a little tune I learned from Spider John. He asked me if I loved you, but no words came my way. So I just kept whistling in a dangerous way.
It's a funny thing, it's, you know, it's great to be back here in
Chicago. And because when I was growing up, if you wanted to learn how to play fingerstyle guitar, you had to go back to the country blues guys. It was in the wonderful pre-Windham Hill days. I don't think Skip James ever recorded Beneath the Pyramid. But it was, you know, you'd listen to Son House and Robert Johnson, John Hurt, and Blind Willie McTell, Blind Willie Johnson, and some of the Piedmont style, Gary Davis. And I was 14, I was just learning. And we'd get these old field recordings, which were poor production quality. We couldn't make out all the words. And even the ones we could, we didn't know what they meant. We had great arguments over what a mojo was. And what do you do with it once you get yours working? So I was talking to an old high school friend of mine, and he reminded me of one of my earlier blues compositions, you know, because we realized that if we sang with great feeling and passion, we could get babes, because they didn't know what a mojo was either. So he reminded me of this. This might have been one of the first songs I wrote. I had wonderfully forgotten it. Of course, when you're 14, too, you know, living in sort of suburban Boston, you're 14, you don't really know what a mixed metaphor is yet. And I mean, do you realize how tough it was to find a job sharecropping in suburban Boston? So I'll just sing you one verse of this one. That's really all you're going to need. These days I just call it the convoluted blues, and I hope I never find the other lyrics. Oop. Uh-oh. There, hellhound. Well, the gal I love, well, she's 100 coaches long. Yeah, the gal I love, woo, she's 100 coaches long. Well, she throwed her arms around me like a turkey through the corn. Yeah, I think my songwriting might have peaked at that point. But I could say I sang the blues in Chicago. Yeah. I was so glad years ago when Columbia Records released the two CD set of the complete recordings of Robert Johnson. You know, and that box set went on to win a Grammy. And it went gold without, you know, the help of a dance mix or a video. I was just glad to see the music finally getting out there. In the year of 36, in the town of San Antonio, a young man in a hotel room stares down a microphone. He sings each song once, he sings it once again. And each song comes from a hole inside where a soul once had been. The records made the jukes all throughout the Southland. The pretty women wondered, was he charmed or was he there? Look over his shoulder, was there something there he feared? Turn your back for just one second, the man disappeared. A word came through St. Louis up to Chicago, all the way to New York City, where the blues just come and go. Someone took his picture once, and an angel stopped and cried. In his eyes it was there to see, he'd cross the other side. Well, in a bar on a warm spring night was a man come through the door. He had a bottle with a broken label, and Robert seen his face before. He said, "This is my very best, drink it down, drink it slow. 'Cause when I call your name again, you just pack up and go." Well, was it some kind of trick, or did he jump the price? Or did he find a way in hell to sell his own soul twice? 'Cause there's a cry in the wind tonight, and only one man makes that sound. Baby, grab your hat and coat, Robert Johnson's back in town.
Stayed in St. Louis last night, which is kind of crazy because I'm playing there tomorrow night. I was just checking it out. I got into the hotel and turned the corner walking toward my room, and the first sign I see, it says a trash room. And I thought it was an order. You know, I'm a musician. I'd driven 500 miles that day. I was tired. Okay. But, you know, folky trashing is different than, like, heavy metal or hip-hop trashing. It's more cerebral. And it calls for a lot of post-its. It's kind of like, this television could have been in the pool. This lamp is in one piece. You're welcome. Let's see. Okay. I'll do that one. Okay. This is one I haven't played in a while. I'm just kind of curious to see if I still know it. Well, the folk music has changed a lot in recent years. So now we got to, you know, take a urine test before every gig. You know, because of the folk steroid scandal. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but have you seen Greg Brown and Garnet Rogers lately? They're seriously bulked up. I mean, I knew Brown when he was my size, you know? Yeah, we've toured together. I know for a fact he corks the neck of his guitar. Just to go through those extra extended metaphors, you know? And so far, nobody's approached me. I don't know why. Well, I am in Illinois, so this is called Casey, Illinois. Feels like this motel might explode. I just can't sleep well on the road. And the snow it piles outside my door. I just can't call you late at night anymore. I set off young to make my name. No, I'm not young in a young man's grave. I could have had some wins if I'd kept score. And I just can't call you late at night anymore. Well, through the years, each mile just added to the distance between us two. And somewhere on some road, across that line, I moved too far. Now there's nothing I can do. The river forks and the highway bends. The stories fade, but they never end. I speak your name and I walk the floor. I just can't call you late at night anymore. We all do things we don't believe. Yes, it was me who chose to leave. Still don't know why or know what for. And I just can't call you late at night anymore. Well, through the years, each mile just added to the distance between us two. And somewhere on some road, across that line, I moved too far. Now there's nothing I can do. Well, after midnight, I have found the hours slow and the clocks break down. And nothing moves like it did before. And I just can't call you late at night anymore. This is like the pit bull of capos. You know, one of the things about being a little kid is, you know, you often have an imaginary friend. You know, like, I have an imaginary girlfriend now. She's very nice. David Sedaris's sister has an imaginary boyfriend. They know each other. They talk a lot. But since musicians never really grow up, I also have an imaginary band. So we'll do this one. This is sort of a rent party song. I spent the last few years listening to I was going to say too much Lester Young, but you can't listen to too much Lester Young. So, what? Mary, what? F. It's always an F. He come a-knocking right upon your door. Got to keep moving to the straight 4-4. He's wearing shoes they don't make no more. No need to read the music, cause he knows the score. Pick up his horn, the people say. He's not from Kansas City, he just blows that way. Look at the wind women that he come here with. That man can get a dozen just by flattening the fifth. You can't have a party till the band begins, and you can't have a band till the tenor man grins. Pick up his horn, the people say, he's not from Kansas City, he just blows that way. So hand me my Selma Elmer, soak me a reed. I got to join the band, this ain't no time to impede. Tenor plays high for the KC Moan, but I got the bass covered with my baritone. He's jumping on the highway, leaves the notes all bent. This party's going my way, no more worries about the rent. Ain't no night for trouble, so trouble never comes. We got the police on the trumpet and the landlord on the drums. Pick up his horn, the people say, he's not from Kansas City, he just blows that way. Weird stuff happen on the road. One of the weirdest gigs. This has been a lot of fun here at here tonight in Chicago. It was just weird stuff. All musicians have stories. I think the weirdest gig I ever did was working at a folk festival in Paw Paw, West Virginia, at a nudist camp. I am not kidding. I think Susan Werner's done it too. I think she has. But if you go to see her at the festival, and there's a little pause in her, you know, between songs, she's catching her breath. Just yell out, "Sing some Bill Morrissey." No, trust me, she loves that. But yeah, so I did a folk festival at a nudist colony. I mean, I got to wear clothes. I considered going barefoot as sort of a token gesture. You know, there's that old showbiz axiom where, you know, if you're a little nervous or uncomfortable, just, you know, imagine your audience naked. Didn't call for much. And man, there are just some people who should wear clothes. If somebody had told me when I was 17 and had just started this business that, Bill, decades from now, you'll be talking to a naked 65-year-old woman about Robert Johnson, I'd have gone into insurance. Yeah. Oh, it's a fun life. My pick, but I didn't because I'm a professional. I've been long gone from the stage to the highway to the night grill. Everywhere I went, time just stood still, and every time it all went down the same. I've been long gone, and every dream was a dream that you'd still want me. In every motel room, your brown eyes would just haunt me. And in every town, it all, I called out your name. I've been long gone, set loose again to chase another payday. Knowing if I could just hold you, I'd be okay. Tell me you still love me one more time. Nothing on the highway, there was nothing but the wind, and I could not look ahead. I could just see where I've been. From Hartford down to Tampa, Duluth to Malibu, I ran every trick, I told any lie just to get on home to you. I've been long gone, now I'm standing in the doorway of your front hall. Ain't this better than a letter or a phone call? Tell me you still love me one more time. My bags and throw away the suitcase. Let me know it's true. Let me just touch your face. Tell me you still love me one more time. And I've been long gone. Hey, true love always comes as a surprise. Can you see your reflection in my eyes? Tell me once again that you're still mine. Nothing on the highway, there's nothing but the wind. I could not look ahead, I could just see where I've been. From Hartford down to Tampa, Duluth to Malibu, I ran every trick, I told any lie just to get on home to you. Been long gone, and those nights alone were almost too much to bear. Throw your arms around me and just keep them there. Tell me you still love me one more time. One more time. Have been great. Let's do this every Saturday. I'll write a whole new set every week. I'd like to close with this song that closes the new record. One of my best friends was the Scottish fiddler Johnny Cunningham, who passed away about 3 years ago, and he was, it's like Duke Ellington said of Billy Strayhorn, he was like the second beat of my heart musically. It's just, we just, I would write something, and we were both living in Boston at the time, and called Johnny up, and I just wanted to play him the thing. So this is just one I wrote for him. Thanks, everybody. Born to the traveling life, that is what we do. We use the whiskey and the wit and the luck to pull us through. You look up to the gray sky, tell yourself it's blue. Look for the familiar when you have to face the new. And these days the sun don't rise as much as it goes down. The things look a little different now that Johnny's back in town. Tonight I'll sing my songs for you. Stand up here alone, and then I'll make my way back to some motel I'll call home. Wind down just a little bit with my guitar in that room, but every night I still hear the harmony to every tune. And These days the sun don't rise as much as it goes down. Now things look a little different now that John is back. That was Freudian. Now that Johnny has left town.
This next song we wrote after, I think, watching too much CNN. And it's, I don't know, you guys, if you obviously watch it, you watch the news. And I just found it really, really depressing one day. And I thought, there's got to be a better way. We all need to get along. Why don't we try love? And that's what this song is about. It's called Try Love.
There's a weight upon your shoulder, and it's slowing down your pace. I don't need to look much closer, 'cause I can see it in your face. Try love, try some hope and conviction. Try love, try a positive prediction. Try believing in the power up above, and try love. Everybody's got a song to share. You're not on this road alone, so don't sit back and say that you don't care. 'Cause love's a cornerstone. Try love, try some hope and conviction. Try love, try a positive prediction. And try believing in the power up above. And try love. Don't make no difference where you're going. It don't matter where you've been. Well, love can be, it just might be the answer to everything, everything. Give it a try. I will be here to pull you through, when push comes down to shove. So hold on to this heart that's telling you to try love, try love, try love, try love, and try some hope and conviction. Try. And try believing in the power up above. And try love, and try some hope and conviction. Try love, and try a positive prediction. And try believing in the power up above. And try love. Oh, oh, try love.
Thank you. That's the only message we want to leave you with today. So we're going to finish up. Thank you so much, Rich, for having us, and Eric for doing sound, and all of you for coming out, and all of you at home and in your cars listening right now. And we're going to finish up with a song that we wrote in honor of my hometown of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, which is a lovely city, but it's a prison town. So the lean of this song certainly became Chain Gang. How's that? Chain Gang song. We call it Stylewise Bluesgrass. And the name of it is Holes in My Shoes, and John's playing a little slide guitar on it. And if you in case you missed it, we're The Laws from Canada. www.thelaws.ca. Thank you.
Holes in my shoes.